It's not too late, but it's later than you think. Okay. We spoke yesterday a very important shift in Jewish history. We went from Moshe to Pinchas. We went from Torah Shebal Peksav to Torah Shebal Peh. Thereby, the Maisa with Benois Moya, which was just before Panisol went into Eretz Israel, and the Hanhoga was going to change radically. We were going to be going from living on Nisim to going to be living in the natural world. For that, you need Torah Shebal Peh, and that Moshe Rabbeinu, he forgot the halacha, whatever that means. And Pinchas, who came along, was knowing Poigim Boy. Because we're just about to go into Israel, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu is about to pass away. The door of Midbar, the door that lived with Nisim, is about to end, and now there's a new Hanhoga starting. So that's where we finished yesterday. Yeah. The Matzaveinu Kiyoyim Mem Vav. ומצבנו כיום נדרש מכל אחד ואחד להיות כפינחס הקנאי בשייסו. You have to see what this means. It's very dangerous. There's a lot of kanoim running around today that aren't kanoim. We'll see. But to everybody today has to have that bechina of what's called pinchas hakanoi. Lo rak lo lahagra achre hazuhuma hatunufes. Not just that I don't go after the filth of the world out there. I have to fight against it as well. What does that mean? So somebody who's not involved in the milchama, he's just sitting passively by. I've got nothing to do with it, nothing to do with me. He's not involved in it and he's not opposing it. He just has nothing to do with it. He's in large danger, in big danger, that he himself will trip up and fall into it. If we don't make some effort in this area, we can also fall. Somebody who's mazalzel in these things, there's a clue, man, and he uses all these murder, these tools of death. We can shout and warn that he's dealing with radioactive dangers here. We have to make sure that our environment, like we said yesterday, your machane has to be kodesh from all the zuhuma. There's a lot in there, and we'll try and discuss each one of these things as we go along. Kriyoshes of Pinchas Zeh Eliyahu. This is Eliyahu Anovi, who's standing on Har HaKarmel and he's screaming that Mosa Tem Poischim Al Shtei Asifim. For how long will you be dancing at two chasanos? How long will you be living in two worlds? That needs to be our scream, first to ourselves, and then wherever else to impact. No, we don't. Person can't be learning Torah, and he's a shame at Torah and mitzvahs during at the same time. He's up to his eyeballs in schmutz. Lo shaykh. What? נפגשתי באחר זה ההזדמנויות עם בחור ישיבה מישיבה חשובה. Just one second. I don't know what he wants from me. He's sending these WhatsApps to the wrong person. Let's just get rid of it. Maneshi, I don't know who you're sending me WhatsApps. I think you mean it for somebody else. Okay, fine. I'm not hearing you. Okay. Nivgashti ba'achas hazdamnut. I met a certain very choshev yeshiva bocher from a very choshev yeshiva. Right, he should learn a mepalpel b'divrei Torah kalamden amiti. Spoken learning like a proper lamden. Ach meidach kol anagosoi bali chaysov hetzbia al chaysi Yerushalayim. Totally lacking Yerushalayim, like we saw in South Africa. I don't know in your day if you ever saw that. People learning Gemara with a cigarette in their mouth. You heard stories like that. Yeah, there was famous stories in the Ponovitcherov himself testified that they were coming at the common in Johannesburg. There was no one like him in Bnei Brak. But none of them were Shem Shabbos. We had such a thing in those days. Today it's a little bit different. Same idea, but very different. He's learning and he's steiging, but no Yerushalayim whatsoever. They learn Torah the whole day. And then at night, they spend their times in all sorts of memtei sharei kumah. Shocking news, the boys are. Can't find a shidduch today. It's the best bochi in yeshiva. Yeah, but he's also in memtei sharei kumah at the same time. And it's not so easy to see the difference. It was never shaykh before. It was not something new in the world. I, in a previous incarnation, happened to be a mashgiach in a certain yeshiva. If you go to Gehenna, they make you a mashgiach. The Yotzi is on the dinim of Gehenna by being mashgiach. I could tell by the way Abocha was learning where he was the night before. It was Poshut. Not Ruach HaKvedesh, not to see Akadishmaya. It was Poshut. You could see the way the Bocha davened, and he learned that he was, who knows where he was last night. He was in this pub or that pub or whatever. Yeah? Sometimes you could see it because in the game, the pubs used to be a little rubber stamp. So that you pay to go in and out. So I used to use that as well. They didn't notice that I had eyes and I could see what was printed on their arms. I used to give them shots. I thought I'd work on Peter. Oh, you were at the rock bar last night. How do you know, Remy? I got my spars. You know? And I went to wake him up. I saw in his arm where he'd been. No, but that's another story. But you could see where they were. Today you can't. Today you cannot know. You won't know. You won't know. When a Bach used to go off the derech in the old days, he used to go off the derech. Today he goes off the derech, but he stays in the mach and the toad. To the shmak alaf. Being yeshiva, learning toad, what the shmak? Yeah, but you're missing out on a lot of stuff out there. I'm not missing out on anything. I have it all. I have it all. So why don't you go off the derech? Why should I? It's a good life being a good yeshiva Bach. Very nice life. Out there is not so good shmak. So I have everything there, and yeah, best of both worlds. And now we have a big kasha. Big kasha. Why isn't Torah mogin or matzil? The Yetzer is giving you a hard time schlepping into the base of Midrash. You know that Torah is the only tavlin connected to the Yetzer. Why does this bocha not get the shmira that he's supposed to get? He's sitting and steiging the whole day. He should be immune from the seductions of the world out there. Big kasha, no? Torah Matzil Magi, no? That's your answer? Am I learning Lishma? Will I ever learn Lishma? Will you ever learn Lishma? I have to learn Lishma, and then I'm safe. And until I learn Lishma, I'm living like a behemoth. To learn Lishma? When will I? I don't know. Alavai, I'll get there. Who's learning Lishma? Anybody here learning Lishma? No, seriously. It's much easier to learn Lishma today. Because you can't stop learning for the money. You can't stop learning for the COVID, because no one gives you any COVID anyway. So it is a lot of the, no one here is going to become a rabbi and get a job. I'm saying so. So yeah, we are closer to doing Lishmo than we did. Yeah, there must be. It must be Lishmo. No, there's other law Lishmos. I'm learning so that I can learn with my child. That's a law Lishmo. It's not Lishmo. It's not a bad law Lishmo. And we teach the loli shmo, loli shmo. We have to learn loli shmo. Lo ilam the Rambam says we have to learn loli shmo. Should we teach loli shmo, loli shmo, loli shmo? Lo ilam. Always, you're always getting closer and closer to the lishmo. That's one terrace. That's a kasha. I would like to end on the kasha. don't like answering these kashas. The kasha is needs to be, we need to focus fully on that kasha. Why do we see today that Torah is not mogging or mocking in certain situations? Yeshiva Bochim are sitting in Yeshiva learning Torah, and Arabs coming and killed them in the basement. What happened a few years ago there by Mecca's a Torah, Mecca's a Rav. You have a kasha. And then they're trying to answer the kasha. I don't like those answers. They call them kfirit, they're not kfirat. Most of the answers I heard to answer that kasha, because it's an uncomfortable question. We don't want any other question. So we find ways to get rid of it. You have kashas. Kashas. Same question. Your good question. Yeah. Could be there they didn't want it to. They weren't learning Torah as Torah. They were learning Torah because it was a vast intellectual exercise. I mean, they weren't learning Torah. Yeah. I'm not saying this question is limited to you. It's not a question anyway. Ben Menachem told me he was growing up in Gush Monim, there in Yishalayim, there on Bar-Ilan, they lived there. He was the next door neighbor on Shabbos afternoon. He used to sit in the with those big Gemaras, you know, those old big Gemaras, the Laconic Shulchan Aruch Gemaras, used to sit on the Mepesed with these Gemaras smoking a cigarette. No? That's in Yerushalayim al Yer HaKodesh. There were such things. If you're honest with yourself and you think about it, you also have this kasha on yourself. Because I'm also sitting and learning a Torah and I'm not smoking on Shabbos, so well, I also have things to worry about on Yom Kippur. Yeah, that's because inside of us, that's what I'm saying. We have a Yetzer, and that's why there's a thing called Tshuva, and that's why we make mistakes. That's all good. We're not talking about. But Shabbos is another story, also. Okay, so that's our kasha. That's the Rambam's question about the Gassinian. But he's always going to do that which gives him more pleasure. Because ultimately, that's how we were created. We were created for pleasure. Yeah? Adam, lo nivra ele lisamech. That's our primary tochna, is the pleasure principle. So you're always going to do that which is more pleasurable. So if the Yetzer is offering you something more pleasurable than the Torah wants to cover, which is also needs to be discussed. To understand what the pleasure can. The figures you speak about all the time. All the time.
The question of can you shape you? Where is the limit?
That's part of it. That's part of it. It starts before that. You have to go back before. Kedushim Tiyu comes a little bit after. Nachinam. Nachinam. Mibna she'en lo afilu ma'at kovod atzmi. Why does he have no covered for himself? Why didn't he ever hear and no one ever mechanech him that he's a chelek elokai nimal? Should noisa bekirbo is shem Hashem, that he has within himself tzelem elokim, that he contains the yud kei vav kei within himself. Shukashu bekesha elyonim boiroilo. Lechein patuach u lekol minei zahuma sheboilo. He's a good religious Jew. And if you would offer him the choice, if you would find out that he wasn't Jewish to Maguire or not, probably wouldn't. Maybe he would. Chai, voilech, achas, shiris, libo. He does whatever he wants. Whatever he wants. Whatever I want. Now, I'm going to read the lines here. When he said this once in a shul in a certain town whose name will stay unmentioned, the Rav of that shul told me this man will never speak in my shul again for saying what he said. So let's say it, and we will continue to learn the safe, and anybody who's offended can leave. And I won't hold it against him because, yeah, this may be offensive to some people. Ha internet hu tai hagazim lenishmas b'Yisrael. The internet is a gas chamber for the neshama of a Jew. Im yudi b'zman ha'shoah haya nimtza be'eretz chofshit v'yareitze lavo lebiku be'Germania. Moses living in America, and in the middle of the Holocaust, he wants to go on a tour to Germany. He wants to come on a 10-day kosher tour to Germany. As Mamrim lo, in the middle of the Holocaust in Germany, you're going to go on a tour? First of all, you committed suicide. You're going to Germany? In the middle of the Holocaust, the Jew is going on a holiday to Germany? You're committing suicide. What are you doing there? Misha Machnis et Atzmoy Nisayena Internet Areu, Misha Machnis Atzmoy Lamachano Tashmade Barotzum. Strong words. Somebody puts himself into the internet. It's like somebody is putting himself into the, he's volunteering to go into Auschwitz. Even somebody is doing it for Panosa, which there's plenty of tiring for. Not to be over a love in the Torah, you have to give up all your panos. That's a lot of refreshes. So if you're using the internet for panos, you have to make sure that in using the internet for panos, you're not being over any loving in the Torah. I mean, it's got to be well worked out. Baruch Hashem, there are ways to do that today. No one asked you to starve to death because you can't use the internet. But a person has to be careful, not partial. If you're going to be over loving in the Torah for the panosa you're making, forget about the internet. You have to give up all your panosa not to be over loving the Torah. That's a lochum of fereshit. No one argues with it. If you're in the middle of a business deal and the only way you're going to save your panosa is by lying, which is a love in the Torah, you have to tell the truth and lose all your money. That's a lochum of fereshit. Shalom aleinu nisayim ka'ilu. Well, that's the halacha. Correct? You're not allowed to be over loving the Torah to make money. So if you're using the internet for panasa, which takes you out of Auschwitz, you're not in Auschwitz anymore. It's not considered you're going there for some no reason. You're going in there because you have to make a panasa, and then today to make a panasa without the internet is quite impossible. It's quite impossible. I don't know people that are out there in the working world, but it's quite impossible. You work for a bank, you work for an agency, you work. But you have to make sure that you're never loving the Torah. If you're never loving the Torah to make panos, you're not allowed to do that. Simple. It's not a psak aloch I'm giving you. You have to ask, I'm psaking in each case. What do you do? Aval zeh ha-metziut. Anyway, so see, nobody was horribly offended there. Nobody got up and walked out.
Wait till tomorrow.
He told me once, could be. He told me once that, would you light a cigarette? You happened to be in the camps, they got forbidden. You needed that cigarette, you didn't have matches. Would you light it on one of the fires, the oven that was burning there? No. That was he told me once. I thought that was a bit extreme as well. Remember, we're in the sugya of Hesech Hadas. We're not necessarily talking about somebody who's using the internet, God forbid, for terribly immoral things. What about Poshut looking at the news every 15 minutes? Hesech Hadas. Okay, let's see. By the way, Rabbi Lashu was very clear that the spiritual Holocaust we're going through today is much worse than the Holocaust that took place in Germany, in Europe. Because they killed our bodies. But the Neshamas were Kodesh Kadoshi. Yeah, they're killing the Neshamas. Assimilation, for example, what's worse? Auschwitz or assimilation? Assimilation is much worse. You use a Neshama. Gilu Arias is Yarod Valyavar, Raboisa. And there could be in Yonim of Gilu Arias here involved. But they have to ask you on Charlotte. There's not a Lachashir.
But the cause of assimilation.
I don't think the cause of assimilation is internet because there was plenty of assimilation before the internet. Could be that, you know, is the internet a symptom or a cause? That's the real question. No, not assimilation. Thanks, Tom. Is the internet, the fact that a bocha, Yeshiva bocha, is sitting on the internet at night, is that a cause of his yirida, or is that a symptom of his yirida? I think it's both. because there's something that mechabez into him. He's got a hole somewhere inside of himself that he's looking to fill. We said the psukim in Chelek Aleph. We said Tachash Elavodetis Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tzoy Leiv Miroiv Kol. Why did the Beis Hamikdash get destroyed? Because you didn't serve Hashem for the simcha V'Tzoy Leiv Miroiv Kol. What's the Roiv Kol? So the simple pshat is because you had so much, you weren't serving Hashem. You didn't have time to serve Hashem B'Simcha because you had Roiv Kol. But he said a slightly subtle shift in that pshat, which is Gevaldik. Rav Pinkus used to say this as well. The reason why you're not, what the taina, why the Beis Hamikdash got destroyed because of the lack of simcha with toiv leiv, is because all your simcha toiv leiv came from the roiv kol and not from Hashem. Your simcha comes from everything else except Hashem. You have a hole in your heart and you fill it with all everything else out there in the world, but not with Hashem. Well, if that's the case, you're not a Mishkan for Hashem anymore. So then the Mishkan gets destroyed. We're supposed to be a Mishkan for Hashem. That means the holes in our hearts have to get filled by Hashem, not by all the other things out there. The goy is a problem in Achinami, but what's worse than the goy is the goyish kite. You could live a life and never meet a goy and be living like a mahadim in a mahadim goy. But if you're with a goy, you're going to be impacted. But you don't have to, I'm saying today you don't need to meet a goy to become a goy. The streets, the adverts, the sheifas, the retainers, the shopping, the buying, the dancer, the Kenyon, the kids, all goy. Kulu kulu goy. And he looks from on the outside. He could have a frock, a shawl, he's going to make for 10 times, but he could be a mahadim goy. That's the problem today. The problem when we were growing up was the goy himself. And we knew the goy, and that's why we were a bit repulsed by him. Sometimes a Kodesh Baruch Hu put you into a situation, he put Yaakov in Laban's house to recognize how despicable that is, and you flee from it. Those of us that grew up amongst the goy and knew goy have a much less of a problem with a goy. Because we know a goy is a goy, no, any mala fotshal. You went to a goyish school, you grew up with goyim, you worked with goyim, you knew he's not, it's nicht from me, it's not for me. Yeah? The kids that grow up today, especially, yeah, and even in the rest of the world where they grow up in isolated Haredi communities or whatever, they never meet a goy, the goy looks very attractive from the outside because it's dimyon, you never met a goy. But the goy in the goyish world looks very attractive, and he thinks there's something out there. I can tell you there's nothing out there because I've been there. It's a garbage heap. But from here, it looks mamish dazzling, you know? You never met a goy. You don't know what a goy is. You think he's like you. You think he's like you. He's just got his religion. You've got your religion. So I keep my religion and we both behave like behemoths. That's Grivaldi. That's why we say Shalom Sani Goy every morning. What are we celebrating? Very hard for a lot of people to say Shalom Sani Goy. A lot of them wish they could have all the pleasures that are on offer out there. And by the way, today you can have all the pleasures that are on offer out there with a heksha. Everything that the goy has today, you can get with a heksha. Everything. Everything. It's all mahadran and mahadran, mina mahadran today. When he said it over 25 years ago, when the thinker said it, I'm a mum shocked. I was horrified. And today it's partial. He said, I'm telling you, they're going to be films, movies with the Badatz Eder Chared Heksha suit. I was like, what are you talking about? Today they don't have movies with the Heksha. I don't know about Badatz Eder Chared is today. Anyway, to be continued on that cheery note.